Do you want to find solutions that help teams make better decisions, solve problems faster, and free their creative minds to come up with smarter solutions? There's a workshop for that. Bonjour, I'm Nati Ravez, and I'm delighted to welcome to this show facilitators and experts who share their knowledge and experience of everything you need to know in the world of facilitation, giving you tips and tools for leading groups, sparking collaboration, and driving innovation. Thank you for tuning in, and let's go.
Today, we have a very special guest joining us to the show. I am so, so happy to welcome Kerry Price from New Zealand. Kerry and I have been connected last year, and for some reason, we had planned to do a podcast and we couldn't make it. So I'm glad we finally have the great opportunity to chat today. Kerry isn't just a facilitator. She's an enthusiastic pioneer in the field with over 20 years of experience, more than thousands of workshops to her credit. She is absolutely passionate about her craft. And she just told me a few minutes ago that she absolutely loves her work. She's loving what she's doing. She's loving the people she is working with. And I just love her energy about this. She's completely dedicated to having a positive impact on people and organizations. She's also a big connector, a big cheerleader of all facilitators around the globe. I saw so much post with valuable insight on LinkedIn, on different kind of community. Speaking about community, of course, she founded a great community called the Facilitators Network, dedicated to empowering facilitators and driving the positive change. And because this is not enough, oh my God, how are you doing that all, Kerry? She is also the organizer and host of the Facilitation Matters Festival, a 2 days event she will be talking about today. So, Kerry, hi, welcome to There's a Workshop for That.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And what an introduction. I'm like, who is that person? I want to meet that person. Wow, I feel like the pressure's on to bring something valuable today. But thank you so much for having me. It has been a long time coming and I'm so excited to connect.
Kerry, really, you are such an inspiration for me and I'm sure for other people. And this is always my first question. I would love to hear a little bit of your journey. How did you become the person, the facilitator you are today?
Oh, that's such a great question, isn't it? Because when you talk to facilitators all around the world, so many of us kind of ended up in this accident. And I think that's kind of how it was for me too. So I was lucky enough, a whole lifetime ago, I was, my background's in early childhood education, and I was lucky enough to go on a 5-day live-in course about children and creativity. And the facilitator of that program was outstanding. Her name is Penny Brownlee. She was just the most incredible woman. And at the time, I didn't really know that what she was doing had a name, that there were other people who did it, that it was something that existed outside of universities or kind of tertiary education. But in the back of my mind, I was like, one day I want to do what she's doing. Like, she just held the space so beautifully. It was almost like a, oh, I want to be here when I grow up kind of moment. But then I just sort of tucked that back in my head, as you do, and I went and I finished my training in early childhood and I spent time working there. And then I worked into the community sector and I was working with some charitable organizations. And just as a part of my role, I started to facilitate meetings and workshops. And honestly, I had no clue what I was doing. I was totally making it up and I was just kind of flying by the seat of my pants. But people seemed to think I was good at it. And so they started just tapping me on the shoulder and saying, can you facilitate a workshop on this? Or would you need a meeting around this? Can you work with my team? And I was like, sure, no problem. And I didn't know what I was doing. I was totally making it up. And they just kept asking me and I just kept saying yes. And after about 18 months, I said to my husband, I think I've kind of accidentally started this facilitation business. I think we could put some structure around this. So that's what we did. And we sort of formalized the company and I built up this facilitation business working predominantly with the community and public sector. And did everything from facilitating learning, so there was training sessions, but also facilitating meetings and strategic planning and idea jams and everything across that facilitation spectrum. And I stayed in that organization, where I led that organization, built up a business, and ended up selling it a few years ago now. And so jumped into a whole another round. So quite a journey.
A beautiful journey. I mean, you learned because someone inspired you. You learned by doing. You start even if you were not an expert, and then you train and train and train, and it's way better. And now you are. I mean, I think I have read on your website over 1,300 workshops and meetings you facilitated.
Yeah, and I actually think that's going to be more than that. It's about time I updated that profile. That number might be a bit low now.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, right? If you just keep saying yes, that's how you get better. You just keep saying yes. What did I learn from the last one? How can I improve the next one? And the more you do, it's that getting the hours on your feet.
I would like to know, because you are in New Zealand. I don't know exactly what is the state of facilitation there, because I'm coming from Europe, and of course I see a lot of things online. But I would be very interested to know, how is it in New Zealand, in Australia? What are the trends or the challenges that you have there, and where facilitators are asked? Is facilitation for organization really a known thing, or this is something pretty new?
Yeah, I don't know whether I can speak to the whole state of New Zealand and Australia. I can certainly speak to my experience and my experience, I guess, in the bubble that I work in, organizations are becoming more and more aware of the value of facilitation. And I think in the past, where there may have been workshops or meetings that people may have attempted to run themselves, they're recognizing now the power of bringing in an external facilitator to have those conversations. I also think that within organizations, there is a growing realization that no matter what your role, having skills in facilitation can be really valuable. So leaders recognizing that having facilitation skills are useful, HR consultants or internal HR advisors recognizing that facilitation skills would be valuable. So there's much more upskilling, I think, within organizations. And at the same time, a recognition that having an external facilitator come in also brings another dimension to things. So a good place, everything. I think we're in a good space in New Zealand and Australia.
When you talk about facilitation, workshop design in Europe, this is not the words that organizations know. But if you talk about solve problems faster, helping your teams to collaborate better, and to align your teams of goals, these are the language that you can use, even if they don't know the word facilitation. So I was just curious to know if this facilitation wording is known by the companies in New Zealand, for example.
Yeah, that's a great question, I guess, around the languaging that we use, right? If I imagine I go to a business networking event, for example, and if someone said to me, what do you do? And I said I was a facilitator, I imagine I would still get a few blank looks. People often associate the first thing I was a facilitator, that automatically assume I was a trainer in terms of like facilitating learning, I think is an understanding of that kind of facilitation. But in terms of I'm the facilitator, I help your groups come together and collaborate and connect and unpack and discuss and decide. I would say we're probably in a similar state to Europe, and that still needs a little bit of explanation.
Absolutely. Kerry, you are sharing so much on LinkedIn and on different kind of community. I saw a lot of things that you're sharing. So I think community has a big place in your heart, right?
100%. Like, I so believe in my bones that great facilitation can help change the world, right? Like, if we can get a group of people together in a room and have that conversation facilitated well, then there's the potential for real magic to happen. Like, you don't gather people together for nothing to be achieved. So if we can get people in a room and that conversation is facilitated well, then all sorts of amazing things could happen. And my theory is I can't facilitate every conversation around every topic and every place with every team, with every group of people. But if I can help other people to do that well, then I get to make a difference by default. So it's like I share on LinkedIn, I share in different platforms, because I think that's my way of kind of creating a ripple. Like, you know, I see facilitators, we're working in that environmental space, the sustainability space, or diversity and inclusion. And I'm like, kind of, that's not a space that I've ever played in. And I don't feel that I would necessarily be the right person to do it. But if I can help those people in those spaces, then I think can make it an impact in areas that maybe I wouldn't otherwise get a chance to have an impact on.
Yeah, this is making an impact in the world, right? When we spread all this way of facilitating and of helping people to help other people, this is like a chain of good impact that is spread over the world.
Yeah, that's what I think. And I remember someone on LinkedIn DMing me one day going, like, I'm really concerned that you're sharing all these ideas on LinkedIn. Like, aren't you scared people are going to steal them? And I was like, no, that's the whole thing. Like, please, like you don't have to ask permission. Like, if I'm sharing it, it's because I've tried it and it works and it gets results. So you're going to try it too. And, absolutely. If we can create the ripples, if we're all creating ripples, like you're creating ripples, there's amazing people around the world creating ripples. And like, if we can focus on that, then what a difference we can make collectively, right?
Yeah. And this is really the thing that I love. Sharing, caring, learning from others. I think I also think that the best way to grow is to give and to share in community and to be surrounded by people who want to learn from each other. And this is such a kind world to be in, I think, for myself.
I think so too. And I think that there is a recognition amongst most facilitators anyway, that no idea is purely your own idea. It's from, you've gathered this idea from someone else and you've meshed it with this other idea that you got from someone else, and you've kind of, then you've messed it about a bit and something's popped out of that. And that's, you know, that saying that we're all standing on the shoulders of giants, right? We're all, sure, we add to it and we expand to it. But to think that anything I've come up with has come solely out of my brain, that would be, yeah, that would be dishonest. That's not how it works.
Yeah. And you love so much communities that you create a community. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I created the Facilitators Network in New Zealand, again, somewhat accidentally, in that we had been captive overseas. So when I sold my last facilitation business and I my husband and I jumped on our 50-foot cat when you're sailing in the Pacific and when we're doing volunteer work, and it was awesome. And then that wonderful thing called COVID hit, and everything like tipped upside down, and ended up coming home. And I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do with my life, and I started doing a bit of facilitation, and local council asked me to come and do some things. But just purely coincidentally, people started reaching out to me and asked me for ideas and advice. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we got a community together? Because I'm not the only person with cool ideas. Like, there's loads of people with cool ideas. So wouldn't it be cool if we got a community together and we could bounce ideas and share ideas and ask for advice? And, you know, wouldn't that be great? And so I just put a little post on LinkedIn with this idea, like, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Who's keen? And well, these people were like, yeah, let's do that. And so it just kind of started. I didn't really have a great big plan as to what it was going to look like. I thought we would start with figuring it out as we went along. But yeah, it's awesome. So we have online meetups 2 or 3 times a month on different topics. We've got an online platform where people ask questions and share ideas, and there's lots of downloadable resources. And it's a really cool place where we've got a mixture of facilitators who are brand new, some who've been around for decades, a whole bunch in between. We've got people from different kind of spaces. Like, there were a lot of independent facilitators working in corporate arena. We have community focused, local government, all sorts of different. And so it's really cool because we get to learn across sectors where you're not stuck in your one little bubble of what may or may not, facilitation may or may not look like.
And now it's a little bit, so you started by doing and found out how it could work. And what can you expect when you join the facilitators network? Is it a community only for people who are in your area, in New Zealand, in Australia, or is this something more open to anyone who wants to come? And what can you expect there?
Absolutely anyone can join. So most of our members are from Australia and New Zealand, mostly because that's the time zone thing, right? So our meetups are obviously scheduled for this part of the world, but all of our meetups are recorded. And they're loading up into the Circle platform so you can catch up on them if you miss them. We have a great, on our Circle platform, we have activity library, we have downloadable resources. So lots of things like, you know, if you're doing an online workshop and you want to have a great slide of funny elephants doing weird things, and you want to be able to say, you know, choose an elephant to describe how you're feeling today. Well, you don't have to go and find one or make one. There's all sorts of things like that that you can just download and use. There's videos of different activities. There's all sorts of stuff. But I think the best thing about the community, from my perspective anyway, is that it's this genuine connection and engagement. It's not, while I may facilitate it or coordinate it, actually it's the members who are forming the connections and the friendships, and that there's been joint ventures, there's been all sorts of things fall out of it. Because everyone who joins really is really generous with their sharing, with their experience, and they're all there for the same reason.
I think I will join. I mean, now I'm on the right side of the planet, right? I will have a look. I need a community on this side.
You have no excuse now. You're on the right side of the equator, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I have no excuse. And I saw great names. I think Gwen, she's doing remote facilitation. She's incredible. She's in your community, right?
So she came. We did a 12-hour online festival of facilitation earlier this year in February, and she kicked us off. So she dialed in and did a bit of session for us around remote or online icebreakers. So yes, and that was really awesome. And I feel so excited because I'm visiting Spain later in the year, and I'll be able to actually meet her face to face. How cool is this world?
Yeah, this is incredible, huh? It's like you can take your backpack, just look in your communities on LinkedIn and everywhere and say, hey, I'm coming to Spain. Great facilitators, I would love to meet you. And then you get a lot of message, and every time you have one or two person to meet there.
Yeah. When I think of other professions or other industries or sectors, I mean, maybe I'm just closed in my bubble, but I think as facilitators, we do that really well. I think there's a real generosity of sharing. I think we're great at collaborating. And I think, and this is, I guess, a message for anyone who's thinking of going out on their own, is that I think there's enough work for everyone. And
there is.
And if you're good at your craft, you don't need to compete and scrap over things. There's more than enough work for everyone. And getting to know other facilitators, getting to know and like and trust them means it's really easy to make referrals. It's really easy to pass work around. And yeah, it's such a great profession to be a part of, I reckon.
Yes, and I also think that there is enough work for everyone. This is one thing. But the thing that is very important, and this is what I'm talking when I'm mentoring people, new facilitators who want to go freelance, for example, I really invite them to really look in their backpack, in their own journey until they go into facilitation, in their own knowledge that they got on their way in organizations. Everyone has his own DNA also as a facilitator. Everyone is unique. So you have a great ocean of opportunities, of course. And you have also your own footprint as a facilitator that makes you unique. And some people will more work with this kind of personality, person or facilitators, and others will rather take another person. So, and I think facilitators are aware about that, that there is a place for everyone and there is a unicity in everyone that you can use in your craft, so to say.
I 100% agree. One of the workshops I actually run with facilitators is called Discover Your Facilitation Superpower. And it is all about getting clear, not just on your facilitation style, that's a part of your superpower in terms of your style, but it's also about what really lights you up. I love working in the local government sector. Oh, that's just my happy place. And I could facilitate the same workshop in local government versus corporate. And I will get so much more joy from the local government space. And knowing that about myself means that that's where I market myself much more. And so, yeah, I absolutely agree. Find your uniqueness. What has your background taught you? Not that facilitators need to necessarily be a subject matter expert, what are you familiar with? What can you relate to? What stories do you have? And how does all of that shape up to be part of you?
Yeah, absolutely. What maybe are the challenges that were frustrating you as you were in organization? For example, for me, I was a project manager and really I had so much meeting in a day and I couldn't even remember at the end of the day when I could start to work, such as I couldn't even remember what have been said everywhere and what was actually the goal of this. This is really one thing that frustrated me and that I wanted to change in organizations, because I was thinking, I know exactly about what I'm talking because I was in it and I hated it. So I want to change it. But someone might have other frustration that he can use to turn it in something positive. What do you want to change? If you had a magic wand, what would you like to change so that you really choose things that are matters to you? It's very important to find out what you want to do as a facilitator, what kind of problem you want to solve and with who you want to work with.
I think that's so true. And that's how I ended up, launching the Facilitators Network, is that I realized that I, in and of myself, I love facilitating and I love particularly facilitating in the local government and the community space. But what I recognize in terms of the frustration is how many meetings that I have been a participant in, or how many workshops I have been a participant in, and not wanting to go, oh man, you could do this so much better. Like I'm just like sitting on my hands and thinking there's no engagement. You're not allowing for contribution. And I was like, well, if there's all of these meetings and workshops happening, imagine if I could help make them more effective. And so that's mm-hmm. the facilitators network is around, well, guys, if you're going to facilitate this stuff, let's make sure you do it really, really well. So yeah, that is the change I want to see in the world, I guess, that every meeting and workshop matters and makes a difference. So how cool is that?
If you'd like to receive even more valuable information about facilitation, exercise templates, news about upcoming events or podcasts, spotlights on facilitator we admire, and eventually discount vouchers for retreats, courses, or tools, then you should subscribe to our Pinky newsletter, La Workshoppeuse Gazette. The link is in the show notes.
So coming to facilitators matters. How do you call it? I call it a festival, facilitation, a retreat. This is a 2 days event that is taking place in New Zealand, and you are organizing and hosting. And there you can also learn a lot of things. Can you tell me more about this festival?
Yes, and we call it a festival rather than a conference or anything stuff there, because it really is. But you know when you've got music festivals and there's things happening on different stages and people are having conversations and there's music and there's fun? Well, that's very much what the festival is about. And it's lots of bite-sized stuff happening all over the place. We did the first festival last year and I was a bit nervous. I don't know how this is going to turn out. It's just this idea that I'm just going to throw up the wall and see if it sticks. And it was just so awesome. 100 facilitators from all sort of different places and spaces who many arrived not knowing anyone and left just with the best of friends. And it's just a real combination of different kinds of activities. So this year we have 3 streams going on. So a kind of a personal development stream in terms of pushing boundaries with yourself. I think the best facilitators are really self-aware. They know what their own triggers are. They understand their style. They get themselves. So we're doing a bunch of different workshops in that stream. We're doing a bunch of different workshops around developing your actual facilitation practice and pushing the boundaries around how you can facilitate conversations. So some new ways of doing things. We've got Jacinta Cubis coming over from Australia to do this amazing facilitography workshop, which is a mashup between facilitation and photography. So just some really interesting stuff. And then the third stream they're doing is about pushing the boundaries in your business. So how can you develop a business in a way that's going to help take everything to the next level? So given it 17 sessions altogether crammed in over 2 days with some really cool people hosting sessions. So I'm so excited. That's going to be awesome.
Can you tell me the dates again?
Yeah, 23rd and 24th of July. And it's in Tauranga, New Zealand.
Okay, and we will put, of course, all the information in the show notes. If you are in this area of the world, or if you want to fly to New Zealand, you will not see the Lords of the Ring, but Kerry Price.
30-minute drive over the hill, you can go see where the Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings, some of it was filmed. So if you really want to, we can show you where.
Yeah, but I think you will have more of it as a facilitator to be at the Facilitators Matters Festival. I'm sure this will be an amazing event. Facilitators Matters, this is the name of the festival. Kerry, thank you so, so, so much. I mean, it's always a joy to talk to you, always your positive and smiley vibe. Thank you so, so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad that we actually finally made this happen after all the hiccups that we've had. Such a pleasure. And just keep doing your good work in the world. I love watching you on LinkedIn. Love the podcast. I love your bravery. And so thank you so much for being such an amazing part of this global facilitators community. You are so much appreciated.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Carrie. You will make me cry. And good, good luck with Facilitators Matters. With I think we will see us in the Facilitators Network. I think I would love to join you. And for all the listeners, all the information about Carrie, about the community, about the event that is taking place in July, you can have everything in the show notes. And don't hesitate to contact her or to click on her profile. I tell you, you will get a lot of value by just reading a little dose of Carrie every week. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed this episode with the lovely Carrie Price. If you want to leverage your skills, find your superpower as a facilitator, or connect with peers in the field, check out her website at facilitatorsnetwork.com. And if you want to connect with Carrie Price, the link to her LinkedIn profile is in the show note. In future episodes, I'll have the pleasure of welcoming more influential voices in the world of facilitation. These are people who generously share their expertise with various facilitator communities, develop innovative ideas, and continuously inspire me. Here's a sneak peek of our upcoming guests. Kirsty Lewis, founder of the School of Facilitation. We'll talk about pricing, which will be particularly interesting for freelancers. Lucy Agolini, founder of Canvas and creator of Stunning Mirror Boards, will dive into creating visual experiences. Jan Keck, who brilliantly transformed classic icebreakers into ice melters, will discuss engaging people in remote workshops and how I discovered one of his card decks in Singapore. Thomas Lantaler, facilitator and TEDx speaker, will chat about the questions facilitators should ask themselves to truly address the challenges of companies, and will also talk about signature workshops. But here's the thing. I'd love to include your questions in my next interviews. This way, you can actively participate in the discussions with me. To do this, click the link in the show notes titled Your Questions to My Next Guest. I can't wait to hear from you and include your questions in our conversations. Until then, I wish you good health, happiness, and lots of success. Au revoir.